Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase, we were speaking earlier about snow removal. If you live in an area with a common parking area, or maybe you live in a town home that you have street parking, you live in a condominium complex where you have, you know, communal parking and no assigned spaces. If you dig your car out so you can park there, then you shovel your space out. When, you know, it snows and you can't get your car out, so you shovel the snow and the stuff out. Then you can get your car out. Then you got to remove the snow that's in the space.
Wait, on Tuesday, I was taking my trash to the dumpster, and this woman is half stuck in the space and half stuck in the roadway. And this guy goes to get through. Obviously, Kenny goes, I can help you. He gets in her car, and he's just spinning tires. And she's standing there on the phone. She's just blocking the road on the phone, and he's just spinning tires. So I'm like, I got to get involved in this now. And I go to maintenance. It's right there. And I get a shovel, and I walk back. And she proceeds to stay on the phone while this man shovels her car out. They don't know each other. I just watched the exchange happen. And she goes, yeah, if you could just get it out and pull it back in.
Oh.
I was like, what? What? And what kind of problem solving? Like, why? How long have you been standing there? What? You're just on the phone the whole time. Put the phone down.
Absolutely self-absorbed. No sense of common courtesy whatsoever.
And no, like, problem solving. Mm-mm. And so there Chase is shoveling his spot out.
So anyway, Chase shoveled his spot out, a spot for his car and a spot for Kelsey's car. And then when they left, they come back to find that someone had parked in their cleared out space. So Chase was very irritated about this and decided to retaliate.
What happened, Chase?
So tell us what you did.
I decided to take all of said snow that I dug out and put it back behind their car. Right. Which turned to ice.
What do you think? 680 Wolf.
Hey, I was calling in about the parking spot deal.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think that's part of the problem with the world today is common courtesy. If somebody took the time to clear out their spot, that other people should leave it alone.
But it's not assigned parking. You're telling me if one spot's cleared out, you're not pulling in it?
Exactly. I didn't take the time to clear it out. It's not my, I would say it's not very courteous of somebody to pull in that spot of somebody that took the time to clear out their spot.
Well, Amy's not very courteous.
That's and most things I like to do. I put my shopping cart back, but I will take your spot. It's balanced.
Well, I look at it this way. If you could get out of your parking spot originally, why take somebody else's spot, pull back into the one you came out of?
Exactly. That's the way I look at it.
What's your name, sir?
My name's Robbie.
Thank you for checking in.
Alrighty.
All right, later.
All right, let me just follow up on Robbie's comments here. Chase, you pointed out that if you got out of your space, why take someone else's space, pull back into the space that you backed out of, right?
That's correct.
What you said. The problem with that is,
and I'm not
justifying any of this. I said the problem with that is you might be able to get out of it now.
Yeah.
But if you pull back in, you may not be able to get out of it again.
Not my fault, not my problem.
I agree. There's refreezing. And once you start spinning on it, it just sort of makes this real super slick surface that you just keep spinning on. You know,
you made it like glass.
Yeah, you're making the problem worse. So anyway, what do you think? I don't clear out, I won't do it because I know somebody's going to park in my space. Yeah. So I just kind of deal with it.
Go ahead. Send me your messages. Tell me what kind of animal I am.
No, people are agreeing with you. So should Chase have gotten his spot back? But let's talk about the putting the snow, shoveling all back underneath.
Yeah, that's just pure retaliation. I get that. You're like ticked off, and you're like, okay, that's it. It's the Wolf. Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Chase's dilemma with the parking spot.
All right, what you got?
The nice southern gentlemanly thing would have been is to just clear out for all of his neighbors.
Oh.
I'm fat.
A young strapping man like you could have helped out everybody.
I have upper back problems already. The likelihood was slim to none. But I get where you're coming from.
I know that's what I tried to do as much as I could through this whole deal. Just try to help everybody out around me. Made the neighborhood a lot better place for it.
Aw, what's your name?
Sam.
Sam. See, take a page out of Sam's book. Okay.
Sam, you're a good North Carolinian. Thank you.
All right, guys.
Later.
See you, bye. It's the Wolf. Hello.
Yes, I agree with Chase.
Okay, good.
Would you have shoveled snow back under their car, though?
Oh, yes, I would.
A woman after my own heart. What's your name?
My name's Kathy.
Kathy, I love you.
Thank you.
Kathy, thanks for...
Have a great day.
Thanks for calling, bye. Hey, it's the Wolf.
Hey, good morning. Just calling to tell Chase, thank you for clearing out the spot, but I'm taking it. It's a free spot.
Hey, I got your number now. I know where you're at.
That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it's the Wolf. Good morning.
So Chase needs to go to Advance Auto Parts, buy a valve stem removal tube. A bicycle air pump, pull their valve stems, leave them the air pump, and the valve stems in an envelope, and say, have a nice day.
Yes! I like that idea.
That's a man after your own heart there.
It is.
What's your name, man?
Bill.
All right, Bill. I'm glad you called. Have a good one.
All right, you too, brother.
Bye.
Hey, it's a snooze you lose.
That's right.
No, he's saying that you snooze you lose.
Hey, why'd you call?
What's your name?
John.
John, thanks for checking in, man. Somebody who agrees with me.
Thanks, John.
Hey, I was calling in about the parking spot deal.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think that's part of the problem with the world today is common courtesy. If somebody took the time to clear out their spot, that other people should leave it alone.
But it's not assigned parking. You're telling me if one spot's cleared out, you're not pulling in it?
Exactly. I didn't take the time to clear it out. It's not my, I would say it's not very courteous of somebody to pull in that spot of somebody that took the time to clear out their spot.
Well, Amy's not very courteous.
That's in most things I like to do. I put my shopping cart back, but I will take your spot. It's balanced.
Well, I look at it this way. If you could get out of your parking spot originally, why take somebody else's spot, pull back into the one you came out of?
Exactly. That's the way I look at it.
What's your name, sir?
My name's Robbie.
Thank you for checking in.
All righty.
All right, later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.